Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I was talking to one of my leaders the other day, and she was talking about how much she absolutely hates doing shows and events. She hates setting up tables. She hates bringing the product. She just doesn't like events. And I said, and I happen to know that this leader loves parties. So it's kind of funny to me that she hates events but loves parties. But, you know, I said, if you hate events so much, why are you doing them? Why don't you just go book more parties instead? And she said, well, because I'm trying to be an example to my team and, you know, do these shows and events. And I said, yeah, but it doesn't bring you joy. You love parties. And, you know, when she does a party, she rocks at it, has a, you know, an enormous sign rate. She goes and does an event and it leaves her discouraged because it's not her thing. She doesn't, you know, get a ton of signing at events. I said, stop doing them. If it doesn't bring you joy, don't do it. And it was kind of like a light bulb went off for her. You know, she's like, I should really just focus on parties then. I said, yeah, you should. Because guys, there's a million and one ways to build this business. There's not just one way. And if you're doing something, if you're focusing on a way that does not bring you joy, if it is not fun, then you're not going to be successful. And your team is going to see that, you know, and yeah, they appreciate that you're trying to lead from the front. But if you're not having any fun, then whatever you're doing isn't going to produce any results anyway. Okay. So that's what I want to tell you today is, can you just evaluate the activities that you're doing in this business? And this all goes back to just be true to who you are. You don't have to be any other leader. There's another leader that loves to do shows and events and it's primarily where they get their business. Great. That's awesome. Let them go to town. Let them stay in their lane and you stay in yours. If you are strictly social media and you rock at social media and you're signing people, don't feel like you need to veer from that lane. If parties give you huge anxiety and you don't have fun and they do not grow your business and all they do is leave you feeling down, then don't do a whole bunch of them. If you need to go launch a distributor and lead by example every now and then, sure. But what I'm talking about is where you're focusing your time and energy. Does it bring you, are you having fun with your business as a leader? Because if you're not 90% of the time having fun, it's going to reflect in your leadership. It's going to reflect in your business. It's going to come across to your team, whether you're trying to hide it or not. So that's what I want you to think about this year. Does it bring you joy? Are you having fun? Whatever you're not having fun in, stop focusing on that. Make it, you know, push it down the list of all-out massive action activities that you're focusing on this year and focus on the things that you do enjoy, that play to your strengths. That doesn't mean that you stop doing all activities until you find what that is, but I would actually encourage you to do more. Try different things. If you've lost your fire, your mojo at some point, try a whole bunch of different stuff and see what's fun. You know, see how many seeds you can plant. You know, put out more fishing poles is what I tell my team. Put out more fishing poles and see what you enjoy. Find the joy in your business again. Start having fun again and you will be attractive. You will be attracting more potentials and your team will see it in you. We're going to continue on this type of finding joy this year. We're going to continue this on Wednesday, so I hope you tune in. But that is the gist of what I wanted to tell you today, to make sure that you're focusing on things that you enjoy, because there's a million ways to build this business. So find the way that has, you know, brings you the most life and gets you excited and you wake up in the morning to go do it some more. That's what you need to be finding in this business. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.